Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's podcast, Taking Care of Business Today with Samantha Villiard, who is Regional Vice President of RE/MAX Canada. Thanks, Samantha, for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Well, let's talk about a luxury real estate market report that RE/MAX put out this morning on the markets across Canada. And we're going to just talk in general. But in general, first of all, we'll talk about activity, then we'll talk about prices. But in general, MLS activity in that market, what's it been like recently in Canada?
Yeah, I think, taking a step back and looking at the overall picture, we've really seen a renewed sense of consumer confidence that seems to have been missing since early 2022. So all signs are pointing to a rebound of sales on all levels. So we do expect a much more or a much stronger 2024 than we did in 2023. And notably this morning, like our report has released, there's been an upswing in luxury sales. And so when that happens, historically, those signs of, upswing in luxury sales really does point to a healthy overall market, which we'll see that ripple effect, which I'm sure we can get into. But overall, really positive sign and a good, healthy thing to see so early in the year.
So let's go through some of the reasons behind that. Now, you did mention, the consumer confidence, but, what is kind of lifting that confidence up for consumers these days?
Yeah, we've definitely noticed after a really slow fall, there's been that uptick with pent-up demand. People are tired of sitting and waiting. They want to make decisions to move up. And I think that's where we're seeing the luxury market increase. Notably, what I found most interesting, and I've been talking about this with a lot of agents in the market with what they're seeing with their clients, is a lot of multi-generational family homes. Mm. And so those families need larger properties. And so I think that's definitely tapping into the luxury sales because they need bigger properties and they have the wealth within the multi-family dynamic to be able to afford it. So I thought that was quite notable and interesting to point out.
All right. So what's happening with the prices in the market?
Yeah, I think the report today was quite clear that, the double digit growth is very notable in Western provinces, specifically the prairies. So cities and markets like Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon. And so that was, interesting to see that those markets traditionally have greater affordability. And we noted last year there was quite a high number of a trend where buyers were moving out of provinces like British Columbia and Ontario to get better bang for their buck. And so they were coming to the prairies to see and reap those benefits. So I think price point there, people are looking outside of, where maybe they grew up, and they're looking at other areas of the country, beautiful areas of the country where they can, have their families and have that lifestyle that they want and have those bigger homes, which is great to see.
Now, one of the things that has been an issue for the real estate market in Canada for the past couple of years, overall, has been the lack of supply in the market. What's the luxury market like in relation to the overall market when it comes to supply?
Yeah, I think, inventory is still going to be a challenge, of course, but there's a lot of people in that higher price point market where, again, like other buyers, they don't want to sit back and wait any longer. They have, family changes, they're having children, or maybe they're having their baby boomer parents move in with them. So they do need to move on up. And like I said before, we are going to see that ripple effect and that momentum, because as they start to move and the higher end luxury markets are reaping the benefit of, maybe a softer price point that we're seeing throughout the country, that will move and start to shift things. So overall, when you see the luxury market be quite healthy, which is what we've seen in the last 60 days, it really does start to affect and create the other markets to be, or the other price points to be healthy as well.
All right, Samantha, pull out your crystal ball. What can we expect for the rest of the year in this particular market?
I would love to think I have a crystal ball. However, I do not. But what I am seeing just a lot of that confidence come back to buyers and sellers. People are interested again. They don't, they want to move on with their lives, and they want to be able to live in the homes of their dreams. And so if I have a crystal ball, I think that we're going to see a really strong rest of the spring market. And if I may be so bold, I think fall is going to be the best we've seen in a long time. So if I could guess, I'd say around September, October, November would be really, really good in the market. So if you want a deal, I would say look now if you're a buyer or a seller. Yeah.
Right, super. Thanks very much, Samantha, for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks again.
All right, that was Samantha Villiard, who is Regional Vice President of RE/MAX Canada. I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's podcast, Taking Care of Business Today. Thanks for joining us.